Joining us on the phone for the KMZU Dream Team 2016, we have Coach Greg Huff, familiar face here for us at KMZU, used to coach at Carrollton, now at Marceline. After a stellar football season, Coach, why don't you start with the two nominations this year for the Dream Team?
The two guys that I'd like to nominate and recognize is Jordan Elam and DJ Gerhardt. DJ was senior for us this year. He played offensive line and defensive line. You know, he's returning basically all everything, all state, all district, all conference. He's a kid that played all 4 years. I felt like he, on the defensive side of the ball, he had 9 sacks this year. He had 17 on his career. And then on our offensive line, he was a big part of what we did. We ran a lot of counter and a lot of trap scheme, and he was a guard that pulled for us and was a very good player. And then the other kid is Jordan Elam. Jordan, like DJ, is a four-year player. You know, he excels on both sides of the ball, but he's got a lot of attention and focus with his play on the defensive side. He was the unanimous Lewis and Clark Defensive Player of the Year. You know, he had, 65 solo tackles, 28 assists, 21 tackles for loss, and 5 sacks. 3 fumble recoveries, 2 forced fumbles, and 8 batted balls. So, needless to say, the kid is he's kind of a man amongst boys on the defensive line. He's a kid, like I said, that got Lewis Clark Conference Player of the Year, and, you know, I would say that he would be a kid that can potentially receive the Defensive Player of the Year for Class 1. So, those two guys have been mainstays on the offensive defensive line at Marceline for the last 4 years, and both kids look to play at the next level, and, you know, I was very fortunate to coach them.
Well, Coach, what does it say about, you know, your team this year? Obviously, you guys from everybody across here played gritty defense, and you also ran the ball really well. So what was it like just for these two guys to be the leaders in your trenches?
Well, on our offensive side, we returned 3 starters from last year's team. We returned these two guys, DJ and Jordan, on the offensive line, and we returned our quarterback, Andrew Edgar. And we had to replace a lot of talent with kids last year that, you know, for the most part, they're a run-first team. And, you know, people would always ask, how do we replace the guys that we lost? And we kind of said with the team concept, and that's exactly what we did. We had 3 guys go over 800 yards rushing this year. Our quarterback, Andrew Edgar, did, our running back, Rylan Chrisman, and then a kid that we kind of moved all over, Dylan Wheeler. So anytime I think you put up those numbers, you know, 3,600 yards rushing and another 1,200 yards passing, you know, I think that says a lot about the guys in the trenches. So, like I said, 2 of the 3 returning starters we had on the offensive line were those 2 guys. They're going to be hard to replace. We're fortunate to have their leadership teach the guys that we had fill in for. So I think those guys work hard to kind of meet the expectations that these guys have left.
Coach, new team, new year, new Dream Team nominations, obviously. What was it like for you getting to know not only these two players, but just the Tiger program as a whole and now being involved in a whole new program, basically?
Very busy. You know, we hit the ground running this summer, and we, you know, as a coach, you want to get to know your kids. You want to install your system. You got new opponents, new coaches that you play against, new coaches that you work with. And, you know, we just finished our season a couple weeks ago. We fell short at Monroe City. You know, we didn't play good football late. We had turnovers, and it affected us. So, you know, kudos to Monroe City for playing a good game against us and obviously moving on to the state championship now. So, like I said, you don't realize the kind of year you have until it's all over and you can reflect back on it. You know, I felt like our staff did a really nice job with our kids. There's good football players here at Marceline, but like I said, we had a lot of holes to fill, and we did that. And we were able to be successful within our conference, winning the Lewis and Clark title, winning the district championship, and going and having a good game against Monroe, a close game against Monroe City. We didn't play good football that day, but when you get that late in the playoffs, you know, you can't have the mistakes that we had. But, you know, I'm excited for this opportunity. You know, I was fortunate to step into a system that the tradition is strong, the kids' work ethic is strong, the support is, you know, it's ridiculous. You know, our facilities are great. There's a great rivalry with Brookfield that we got to participate in. And, you know, when the dust settles a little bit and you kind of get over what took place a couple weeks ago and you look back on what we did, I would consider it a successful year. 12 wins, 1 loss. Like I said, we won the Bell game, Lewis and Clark champions, district champions. It was a good year for us.
And Coach, you talked about the accolades for Gerhardt, DJ, and Jordan Elam. Any last words for both of these gentlemen that you got the chance to coach here in your first year at Marceline?
You know, those kids would be best for sure. Those guys work hard in the weight room. They were leaders, you know, in everything that we did on the offensive side and the defensive side. The production we had on the offense was based on our offensive line. Whenever you have multiple kids go over 800 yards rushing like we did, it says a lot about your guys up front. And then our defense, you know, going into the last game, we were giving up less than 5 points a game, and those guys were a big part of it. So there's a lot of good football players here. We're going to miss, you know, a good senior class, and these guys were a part of it. But I think we'll continue to look to reload again next year, just like we did this year, and make a deep run in the playoffs and continue the success.
There you have it, Coach Huff, head football coach, Marceline Tigers, falling short to Monroe City this year. But listening to him, the hype is real there, Marceline, Coach, and we appreciate the continued participation in the Dream Team and everything that we do here for.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.